Welcome to Hope Found. This is a podcast about doing life with God. We found hope in the one and only true God through salvation in Jesus Christ, and now we'll share our journey with God through scriptures and personal interactions and stories. Many of the shows will have a study of scripture, and others will feature interviews with family and friends and their stories about finding hope in God. And now here's the host of Hope Found, Hope Ellsworth.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm so glad that you came back. My husband, John, and co-host is here.
It's so nice that here in season three, you've decided to call me your co-host.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you're my co-host in life.
Oh,
yes.
I co-host your life. Welcome to Hope's Life. Today, starring laundry. Tomorrow,
work. Well, today was church too.
But that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. So, you know, this week I was thinking about how I have never found one person that likes to wait.
Yeah. I think that if anybody that had a personality trait that liked to wait, then I'd be worried that.
I've never seen hashtag love to wait. Mm-hmm. Never.
Those people probably be like serial killers or something.
That's true. You know? Like stalkers. Like they just love to wait and watch.
Waiting in
the bushes.
That's
so creepy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like bad Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Like that dude from behind that tree in that bad Lifetime movie we watched a couple years ago. That was awful.
Yeah. Creepy. Anyways. So I don't think anybody does.
No?
I don't think anybody likes to wait. From waiting in lines. Let's not talk about Disney lines.
No, man, you just said that, and I just like, you know, you just gave me like heart palpitations to that time in that line. We were waiting for that Seven Dwarves Mine Ride. We'd been in that line for so long.
Okay, so long. It was a long time waiting.
It was a long time,
but it wasn't necessarily the waiting that was the worst.
No, the waiting was pretty bad.
The waiting was bad, but the worst was the people skipping the line.
Yeah. It's like, I'm meeting my friends that are up there.
I was up there. I just had to go to the bathroom.
I'm thinking, I've been in this line for an hour and I haven't seen you. So what bathroom did you go to?
Yeah.
At the hotel?
There was some definitely some heart checking moments.
I didn't check my heart. I lost my religion. Those girls knew it. No, you are not going past me. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Oh, yes. So anyways, I think that most everybody in some situations have definitely waited a couple of hours in any kind of amusement park for some kind of ride. I don't know why we do it.
And no one likes it.
Nobody, nope. Nobody. Or waiting in a restaurant, you know, for your food. And everybody goes expecting to have to wait some.
You know? A little.
But then, you know, it reaches a point, especially if you're really hungry.
Yeah.
And you haven't eaten and you get a little hangry and, you know.
That's why you go to a Mexican restaurant where at least they give you chips.
That's true. You get a little something while you're waiting. Yeah. So, yeah, so I was thinking about waiting, and the Bible definitely has something to say about waiting.
Yeah.
And so there's many times that we go to those verses and we think about that. And I think most people, when they think about waiting on God, is they are waiting for an answer.
Sure.
To a question. So, you know, they're like, oh, God, I have this question, you know, and, you know, I need this answer. Mm-hmm. And so they're waiting and waiting. Or I need your wisdom, God. I have this decision to make. I need your wisdom. And so they're just waiting on him and waiting on him. Or we really need this healing in my life, in my family's life. We really need this and we're waiting on him for it. Right. Mm-hmm. Or let's just say they have like a prodigal or a child that's gone away from the Lord and they're waiting on God for this child to come home.
Sure.
They're all legitimate things.
Yeah.
Very legitimate. God tells us to come to him for the things that we need mm-hmm. and to bring our requests to him. He wants to know all of them. So these are all legitimate things. But I believe when it comes to these kind of things, when it talks about waiting, that these aren't necessarily things that we should be referring to when it's waiting. Mm. Okay. So, basically because we are coming to God and waiting on him in these moments or for these things. Mm-hmm. So, that means it's only at these times when we're thinking about these things. So I know this isn't making a lot of sense now, but just kind of put that in your back pocket. Think about that. So we're only doing it when we're asking for these certain things, and we are coming to him because we want something from him. Mm-hmm. So we are choosing to wait on the Lord because we are looking for something from him.
So it's like we're waiting, checking our watch.
Yeah.
God, I'm waiting on you.
Yeah, for sure. And again, is to get something from him.
Right.
Which again, he does. He tells us he wants to know the things that we need. And, mm-hmm. you know, he encourages us to do that. But I believe when it comes to waiting, there's a slightly different perspective mm-hmm. that we need to seriously consider. So I want to propose that when...
Again?
Will you marry me?
Yes.
It's only been 28 years.
I know.
I want to propose that when the Bible is speaking about waiting, that it's not about something that we want.
Okay.
Now, I know that this is outside the realm of our understanding. Yes.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Like we have a really hard time understanding that this is something that's not about me.
Mm.
Because so many times, so many things revolve around us.
Sure.
Because, you know, the world revolves around us.
Right. Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, because, you know.
Because why not?
Right. But I want to propose that when the Bible's talking about waiting on the Lord, that it is talking about something that God wants from us.
Okay.
Okay. So you might think, well, God has everything. Mm-hmm. So what in the world does he want from us?
Right.
Because, I mean, like...
Because what can we do?
Right. Right. What do you buy for someone who has everything?
Right.
So God has everything, so what in the world does he want from me? So... I'm glad you asked.
Please enlighten me.
Well, first, let's take a look at the word waiting and the meaning behind it in the scriptures.
Okay.
So this is not a lazy waiting. This is not a waiting where we're just sitting and we're just, you know, twirling our thumbs and we're just, I'm just waiting and, you know, I'll take a little nap while I'm waiting. And this is not that kind of waiting. This is actually more of an active waiting. Okay. The actual Greek word waiting in these verses and many of the verses that we're going to read. And I'm sorry, it is not the Greek word because most of the ones I'm going to read are actually in the Old Testament. So it would be Hebrew. So this Hebrew word waiting actually means to bind together by twisting, so to bind together, to expect, to gather together, to look with expectation, and to wait patiently. Hmm. So that Hebrew word means all of those different things. Okay. And those are very active things, yep. Right? Yep. So this word waiting, and it also, it's linked to some other words that actually lead to our word that we get waitress from or our server. So it's not the person who's waiting for their food. It's not the person who's sitting there who's ordered and waiting for their food. It's not a picture of that person, which is what we usually think
sure.
is the person who's waiting.
Right.
But it's actually more of the picture of the person who is doing the serving.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the waitress who comes over, or the waiter who comes over. And what's the first thing that they do when the waiter comes over? Like when a server or a waiter comes over to the table, like what's the first thing that they do?
They ask you a question. Okay. I mean, they greet you and then yes. They ask you what you want.
Right. So they come over, they greet you, and they ask you what you want. And mm-hmm. then they
listen to what you have to say.
Yeah. They listen to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they take your order.
Right.
They answer any questions that you might have. And then they take your order. Right.
Yeah.
So then they go and they put the order in, and then they come out and they
bring the food to you.
Yeah. Yeah. They serve you. And then they might come back in a little while and they ask you.
Hopefully they ask me if they can give me a refill on my drink.
There you go. Or
do I want anything else? Do right. I need anything?
Right.
Can I take away your dirty dishes?
Right. So they're basically.
I wish they would ask me if they could not
give you $1 million.
Oh. Or just not bring the check.
I found this bag of money back there. Do you want it?
Do we need anything else? Nope. We do not.
We don't need the check. We don't need anything.
Right.
But yes, so they're coming and they're saying, what can I do for you? Mm-hmm. What do you want today? And you're telling them, I would like this. And mm-hmm. so they're listening. They're listening to what you want. Mm-hmm. And you're telling them. And then they're going to come and bring that to you, mm-hmm. hopefully.
Right.
In a good scenario. Yes,
please bring me what I ordered.
If you're saying, I would like a cheeseburger, and then they bring you crab, you're like,
Nope, not going to eat that.
I really like a cheeseburger because that's what I asked for, right? And so you get the cheeseburger that you ask for, hopefully. And then, you know, if you need anything else, you mm-hmm. know, if you had a sweet tea and then they bring you, you know, a Sprite, it's like, well, that's, you know, I had a sweet tea, like,
right.
you know, and so, you know, whatever else you might want, you know, they're hopefully going to bring you the things that you are desiring.
Sure.
Or if you need ketchup, or if you need. And so they're sitting there, they're waiting on you. Mm-hmm. They're serving you. They're mm-hmm. waiting on you. So that is the picture of this word.
Okay.
That's more of a well-rounded meaning instead of waiting in a line or being the person sitting at the table waiting for food or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a serving. And it's more of an active one. And we're not just sitting around and just not doing anything, you know, because I think sometimes that's how people are. Well, I'm just waiting on God, right. See what he's going to do.
Right.
You know, and so it's not that kind of waiting either. It's right. very active, and the attitude of serving is what this is. So I need to take a breath. I feel like I'm talking a lot today.
Well, you are the host of the show.
So, okay. So let's look at the first thing that I believe that God wants from us when it comes to waiting. So what God wants from us that he doesn't have, something God doesn't have all the time, is us. Mm. And our attention. Mm-hmm. So I believe the very first thing that God wants us to do is he wants us to wait in his presence. Hmm. He wants us to sit and wait with him. Hmm. He wants us to be aware of him. He wants us to be present with him and to just sit mm-hmm. and be loving on him and just be with him.
Yeah.
And not necessarily come with all of our wants and needs. Mm-hmm. While he loves that, many times he just wants to be.
Yeah.
And he just wants us to be with him. And there's something so fulfilling just being with him. And when I encourage people to do this, I say there's sometimes you need something to focus you. Mm-hmm. I'm a picture person, so sometimes I use my imagination to help me focus, you know, whether I'm at his feet, I picture myself at his feet, depending on, you know, the closeness. Sometimes I picture myself in his arms. Whatever you need to do in order to feel the closeness,
right,
of the Father, of Jesus, when you're spending that time with him. Sometimes people need to sing a song, you know, or put on some quiet worship music to help focus, to have that awareness of how close the Holy Spirit is, how present God is with us. Like, yeah, he really is there. And you don't need to have the goosebumps. You don't need to have the emotions or the feelings to know that he's there. Mm-hmm. You just need to know.
Right.
Because he tells us.
Right.
And that's where faith kicks in.
Yeah.
And so if we just know and we acknowledge and we realize that he's right there, he is. And that is what God wants. He wants our attention. He wants us to acknowledge the fact that he's present. He is ever present. He is right there. And as soon as we're ready to turn our attention and to turn our heart towards him, he's right there. Like, he's like the creator of all of everything. Mm-hmm. the God that has always existed and always will exist. He mm-hmm. is eternal. He had no beginning and no end. Mm-hmm. He wants to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. He wants
crazy.
Yeah. Like what?
Right.
Like you, like all the people that have existed forever.
Right.
And all the people that will exist.
Yeah.
And like everybody, like he is waiting for you to stop your day and to just pay attention to him. Mm-hmm. To just say, wow, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And you're right here. And you want me?
Yeah.
You know, and to just acknowledge him and to just spend that time with him. He wants you.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't just want your pastor.
Right.
He doesn't just want your mom. He doesn't just want your grandma. He wants you, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what, no matter what you've done, no matter what you did 5 minutes ago.
Right. Right.
He just wants you. And so I believe that's the number one thing. He wants you to come and wait with him. Mm-hmm. I believe that's number one when it talks about waiting on the Lord, is just being present with him. Mm-hmm. And that's that listening, and it's just being with him, just waiting with him in his presence, not wanting anything, just being with him. And I believe that that is the part of the definition that's the binding together. Mm. That is, I believe, a huge part of the relationship. And we can look at any relationship that we have that we choose to spend time together. You know, any time that you spend with other people in that way, not just watching a movie or going to a game, but actually spending time together, really getting to know each other, mm-hmm. really sharing and just being present with each other, you're binding together. Like you're spending that, you're communing together. It's a closeness when you choose to be vulnerable with each other, when you choose to just be that close together, you're binding together. And that's that word wait. Is yeah. a part of that word wait. And so I believe that that's kind of the picture of the first part that God wants from us,
yeah.
is for us to wait on him. And we also see this example with Jesus. Whenever he was on earth and he would be ministering to the people, and he would frequently need to get away.
Right.
He would be like, okay, guys, I need to get away for a little bit.
I need a minute.
Yeah.
40 days worth.
Yeah. I need to take a break. I need to get away. He needed to go spend time with his father. And that was absolutely how he would recharge. And he needed to go and spend time away. And if Jesus, the Son of God, needed to get away to spend time with his father, then we of all people absolutely needed to do that. And so we also see an image of this with Mary. and Martha when Jesus was at their house, how Mary will forever be known as the person who decided to just sit at Jesus's feet and to just spend time
just
with, him.
With him,
just
yeah.
be with him
yeah.
and to just listen, just to listen to him and to just be with him. She will forever be known as that person who wasn't doing anything, but just being with him.
Yeah.
And that is, that's pinnacle to me.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't a person who was going around and doing a bunch of miracles and, you know, building the biggest this or having this grandiose ministry somewhere or anything.
Yeah.
She was simply being with Jesus, and she has been talked about for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
that has to be number one on God's heart.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
And so I think that many times we don't acknowledge that. So, very important part. Hosea 12:6 says, "So you, by the help of your God, return. Observe mercy and justice and wait on your God continually." Hmm. Wait on your God continually. This is not just when we want something. Mm-hmm. This is not just when we're exhausted. This is not just when we need a recharge. This is not just sometimes. This is something that being with him is something that we always need.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I can't be closed up in my prayer closet all the time. For as nice as that might be, that's not, you know, ideal. But I can be aware of him all the time. Mm-hmm. I can acknowledge him all the time. I can have those quiet alone moments, which is very, very important, but I can wait on him and be aware of him and be have my spiritual ears open to him all the time, which is, I believe, waiting on him.
Yeah.
You know, that's the continual part. And I think it's very important. So the second aspect to the waiting on God is waiting on the Father's heart. This is the part of the serving. So we talked about the waiter. The waiter comes and listens. Mm-hmm. And listens to what you want, right?
Right.
And so we're going to listen to what the Father wants. Mm. So what does the Father want? And then we're going to choose to serve him by doing it, by mm-hmm. being obedient. And Jesus, again, he shows us this example too, because it clearly talks about how Jesus did only what he heard the Father say. He right. only said what the Father said and did what the Father showed him.
Right.
You know? And so this is really important, you know, and the more that you get to know the Father, the better you can hear his voice and all of those things. And he will show you. He will show you what he wants you to do. Mm-hmm. And as long as you are obedient and you keep walking in that, it will become more and more clear. You will get better at it and closer and,
yeah.
you know, and all of those things. But I believe that that is the servanthood of waiting mm-hmm. on him. It is that active, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
He wants our heart. He wants us to wait on him and be with him. And he also wants us to listen to what he wants us to do. And then he wants our obedience mm-hmm. to do that, to serve him. Mm-hmm. And so, then after doing all of those things, there's these really, really cool side effects that happen. Mm-hmm. When we choose to wait on God in these ways. So I'm going to read a couple of verses. So Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord." So by the way, this is a command.
By the way,
this isn't optional. This isn't when you feel like it or when you want something. It says, "Wait on the Lord." Mm-hmm. There's many times when we read scriptures that we don't realize that it's a command, mm-hmm. but it is. it very clearly is. We learn about this in they're probably learning about it now in third grade, fourth grade.
Yeah.
Where the understood subject is you.
Right.
You wait on the Lord.
Right.
This is not optional. This is a command.
Right. Do it.
Do it. So wait on the Lord. Again, command, be of good courage. You be of good courage.
Another
command. Another command. That's a good one. I mean, it's encouraging. So wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So when we wait on the Lord, we will be encouraged. Mm-hmm. And he gives us strength. He mm-hmm. strengthens our heart. And so it's an amazing side effect, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He strengthens our heart. And I don't know any other way that we can strengthen our heart. We can strengthen our muscles by, you know,
right.
lifting weights, but
I wish you could see Hope right now. She's
I'm lifting weights that I don't have.
She's like, oh, let me lift these weights. I got these dumbbells. Watch out.
These pretend dumbbells in my hands.
Air dumbbells.
It's like the air guitar.
Yeah.
So anyways, Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that is also very amazing. I know that probably many people out there have heard this verse over and over again and have been very encouraged. But I think that maybe they've been waiting a little differently than what I suggested today.
Right.
And I think the suggestion today of waiting on him continually, but actually just waiting in his presence mm-hmm. and actually serving him is possibly a better view than just waiting. Okay, God, I need this. I need this. I need this. Because I think when people kind of come and they wait like that, they don't really necessarily feel strengthened.
Right.
I think that they're like, well, you know, you said you're going to strengthen me. You're going to renew me. I'm not really feeling that way right now.
Right.
I'm not getting my answer and I don't feel strong.
Right.
Well, I think it's probably because maybe we're not doing it right.
Right.
Maybe that's not necessarily what he meant. So that's why I think this is really important that we have the right perspective
yeah.
on how we should wait. So again, it talks about strength. He will renew our strength. I think it's pretty cool that it keeps coming back to strength.
Yeah.
Because we can get very weary.
Yeah.
We can get very weary. And it's also important to realize because when we are waiting, when we are serving, we can get weak because we're serving. Serving can take a lot out of us emotionally yeah. and physically whenever we are doing.
Sure.
You know, whatever God's calling us to do, that can happen. And so we need to be strengthened. And so he promises us that. Psalms 37:9, it says, but those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the earth.
Hmm.
I think that is pretty awesome that we will inherit the earth. And then also Psalms 37:34, it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land.
Hmm.
So again, another one, but it also says keep his way.
Right.
So that's following his instruction, following his heart. Do what he's telling you to do.
Right.
Being obedient, and he will exalt you to inherit the earth or the land. So again, that's a part of that. It's being obedient, doing what he's asking you to do, and following that. So I just wanted to encourage you guys today. Maybe the next time you're waiting, waiting in line, waiting somewhere, and you think, man, this waiting thing is for the birds. And you
waiting
just
at the doctor's office. Wah, wah.
Or the DMV.
Oh my goodness.
You can maybe think about waiting on the Lord. And maybe use that time that you're sitting there to actually spend time with God.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got that time, just sit there and acknowledge the fact that God's with you.
Yeah.
And just maybe use that time instead of being miserable and complaining to actually acknowledge that God's right there with you and see what kind of benefit you can get out of it and see what, you know, maybe he's got something to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Maybe that person right next to you needs you to do that because maybe he's got something that he wants you to tell that person.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, God's pretty awesome like that. So, but yeah, so be encouraged. It's probably a really good chance that waiting on the Lord is probably not for us. It's probably not about what we want, but it's about what God wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so, and then we get strengthened by it.
Right.
Inherit the earth. Those are some pretty awesome things.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, that is it for today.
All right.
So until next time, continue believing in the one and only true God, and we will see you then.